So we have been really engaged in what's happening at the legislature at the state this year. And one bill that's been particularly engaged with, and we have been for the last two sessions, is the paid family and medical leave bill, which are two bills coming down the pipeline. And essentially what they are is a state-run insurance program that would provide paid family leave and medical leave to employees, which is in concept an amazing idea. And the thought behind it is great. Where we're coming in is we want to make sure that it's done right, and that when our businesses are already experiencing the greatest workforce shortage that they have in history, are we putting more strain on them by having them pay for a one-size-fits-all mandate that many of them are already enacting on their own? I think you can't just look at one business and think it's going to fit for everyone. And so that's where we're really engaged. It's a very big program that would be run by the state. It would be 300 employees, essentially a whole new division of the state, that would run an insurance program for paid family and medical leave. And I think our employers are also concerned that their HR, or them as the owner, would not be involved in making sure that that benefit is being given out at the right time. So as we talked about, our members are family-owned businesses. They look at their employees as family. And when they are no longer able to control how their benefits are being paid out, that's concerning to them. It's a lot of information, too much to really dive into in our short chamber chat, but something we have been researching for the last 6 years. We're working closely with the Minnesota Chamber and their policy team on it. So if there are any questions from local businesses on these two bills that are coming down the pipeline, we'd be happy to answer them at the chamber office.
Love it. Christy Barr, she is the president of the Hastings Area Chamber of Commerce and Tourism.